Today, I am going to speak about 25 shocking facts about Hindu mythology that no one knows. So let's start with the first one. The roots of mythology that evolved from classical Hinduism come from the times of the Vedic civilization. From the ancient Vedic religion, the four Vedas, notably the hymns of the Rig Veda, contain allusions to many themes. The characters, the philosophy, and the story that make up ancient Vedic myths are incredibly linked with Hindu beliefs. The Vedas are four in number, namely Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. Some of these texts mention mythological concepts and machines very much similar to modern-day scientific theories and machines. Number 2. Hindu mythology is a large part of traditional narratives related to Hinduism as contained in Sanskrit literature, such as the epics like Mahabharata and Ramayana, the Puranas and the Vedas. Ancient Tamil literature such as Sangam literature and Periyar Puranam, several other works, most notably the Bhagavad Purana, claiming the status of a fifth Veda, and other religious regional literature of South Asia. Number 3. The Puranas deal with the stories that are old and do not appear in the epics. They contain legends and stories about the origins of the world and the lives and adventures of a wide variety of gods, goddesses, heroes, heroines, and mythological creatures such as asuras, danavas, daityas, yakshas, rakshasas, gandharvas, apsaras, and kinnars. They contain tradition related to ancient king, seers, incarnations of God, and legends about holy places and rivers. The Bhagavad Purana is probably the most read and popular of the Puranas. It chronicles the legend of the god Vishnu and his incarnation on earth. Number 4. The act of creation was thought of in more than one manner. One of the most cosmogonic myths in the Rig Veda had been come into existence as a cosmic egg known as Hiranyagarbha, which means a golden egg. The Purusha Sukta narrates that all things were made out of mangled limbs of Purush, a magnified non-natural man who was sacrificed by the gods. In the Puranas, Vishnu, in the shape of a boar, plunged into the cosmic waters and brought forth the earth, Bhumi, which is known as the Prithvi. Number 5. The Shatapatha Brahmana says that in the beginning, Prajapati, the first creator or father of all, was all alone in the world. He differentiated himself into two beings, husband and wife. The wife, regarding union with a producer as incest, fled upon his embraces, assuming various animal disguises. The husband pursued in the form of the male of each animal, and from these unions sprang the various species of beast. Shatapatha Brahmana, or the Prajapati, was soon replaced with Brahma in the Puranas. Number 6. In the Puranas, Brahma the creator was joined in a divine triad with Vishnu and Maheshwar, who were the preserver and the destroyer respectively. The universe was created by Brahma, preserved by Vishnu, and destroyed for the next creation by Shiva. However, the birth of Brahma was attributed to Vishnu in some myths. Brahma was often depicted as sitting on a lotus arising from the navel of Vishnu, who was resting on the cosmic serpent Anant, Shisha. In the very beginning, Vishnu alone was there. When the Vishnu thought about creation, Brahma was created from a lotus that came up from his navel. Number 7. Hindu mythology defines 14 worlds, not to be confused with planets. 7 higher worlds, which are known as heavens, and 7 lower ones, known as underworlds. The earth is considered the lowest of the 7 higher worlds. The higher the worlds are the 7 Vyarthis, such as Bhu, Bhuva, Swar, Mahas, Janas, Tapas, and Satya, the world that is ruled by Brahma. And the lower ones, the 7 underworlds or Patals, are Atala, Vital, Sutal, Rasatal, Talatal, Mahatal and Patal. Number 8. All the worlds except the earth are used as temporary places of stay as follows. Upon one's death on earth, the god of death, officially called Yama, the lord of justice, tallies the person's good bad deeds while on earth and decides if the soul goes to heaven or hell, for how long and in what capacity. Some versions of mythology state that good and bad deeds neutralize each other and the soul therefore is born in either a heaven or a hell, but not both. Whereas according to other school of thought, the good and the bad deeds don't cancel out each other. In either case, the soul acquires a body as inappropriate to the world it enters. At the end of the soul's time in those worlds, it returns to the earth, is reborn as a life from on earth. It is considered that only from the earth and only after human life can the soul reach supreme salvation, the state free from the cycle of birth and death, a state of absolute and eternal bliss. Number 9. According to Hindu system, the cosmos passes through cycles within cycles for all eternity. The basic cycle is the Kalpa, which is known as the day of Brahma, or 4320 million earthly years. His night is of equal length. 360 such days and nights constitute a year of Brahma, and his life is 100 such years long. The largest cycle is therefore 3110400000 million years long, after which the whole universe returns to the ineffable world spirit till another god is evolved.